Good morning, and thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Kurt Sutter, and I went through the process of getting you guys to get my telephone through you and my internet.
Okay.
And it was supposed to, they were originally going to set me up on November 4th. And they said that they were going to call me back on November 15th to set up a new date for them to install the internet.
So it's...
And I just got my Spectrum bill today, and it's due on November 15th. That says on the back of it that I have, let's see... says that I have 30 days from receipt of your bill to cancel subscription or whatever like that. So I really, really don't want to pay this my Spectrum bill. It's $315 a month. That's what I'm going to you guys. November 15th, it's due on. So I really, really need to know when you're going to be able to get me hooked up, because you're telling me that I need to have the service there. The telephone has to be on, the TV has to be on, and I have to have service to the house when you guys install. And I don't want them to turn my service off before you guys can get here.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Yes. What is your service address, please?
It's 2723 Route 9W, Saugerties, New York.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected or that we need to reach you?
You could call me at the number I'm calling you on now, 845-399-8485. For some reason, my home telephone isn't working right now. I have no...
Okay. What is your home number that...
The home number is 845-246-0299. I have no dial tone in my home phone number for some reason right now at this time.
Okay, absolutely.
I really need you guys to get here as soon as possible because I don't want to pay $315 again.
That's understandable.
I can't take it no more. And I just got basic TV with them. They're just like...
We don't offer TV service.
Yeah, I know, but I can stream off of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. And that would be significantly cheaper. Absolutely.
Yeah. You basically can get all the channels that are on the TV, basic channels, off if you're streaming. That's what I was told. Because I know they won't, they're pretty quick about disconnecting your Spectrum. If you don't pay your bill on time, they'll turn me off. And I realize I can pay them and probably get a credit, but you know how they're not going to, once they get your money, they're not going to want to give it up.
Absolutely. So right now I'm seeing that the in-service date isn't November, it's December, but I'm trying to get a hold of a more accurate date so that I can make you aware of exactly when to see if we can expedite that a little bit.
November 4th, they were going to do it yesterday. They were going to
I know we had a bit of an issue with some of the pull permits, which is delaying some of our installations.
Right, Spectrum's probably trying, doesn't want you taking their money. They like ripping people off.
Well, I'm sure no business likes losing business, but I mean...
They're going to go out of business, hopefully.
They're nationwide. They're available in many different states.
This is just the beginning. Once I called them and tried to reason with them, you know, I said, just, you know, I can get it for $100 from you guys. So I said, just break my bill in half. Instead of $315, make it $365, and I'll be happy with it. They won't budge. They're just... So So the fastest I could get rid of them. Really want.
I'm surprised that they didn't try to save that if you threatened to cancel.
They don't. Because you know what? I started out with Triple Pay 5 years ago. Triple Play.
Yeah.
And Triple Play was $100 for your phone, your TV, and your internet. Triple Play. And it's turned into Triple Pay.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a huge difference.
And I have basic silver. I mean, it's just your basic channels. And the internet is, you know, it's not.
I know. When I had my cable company that I had to go through, it wasn't Spectrum. And I had to go for the basic channels, but they had to add the sports package. It brought my bill to almost like $400 a month. I'm like, I can't afford this. It lasted like 2 months for the NHL, you know, the playoffs. And then that was it. Like I got rid of it. And I was like, nope, can't do it.
I called them and I'm like, you know, $315. My wife has a brand new car. She only pays $270 a month on the car. This is like a BMW payment. I don't have a BMW in my driveway. $315 a month is like you could get a really nice car for $315 a month.
Absolutely.
And I'm just tired of getting ripped off. I mean, I don't care what TV channels I can stream. To only pay $100 instead of $315 a month, I'm going to be retiring in a few years. I can't give them $300.
No, exactly. And it's, you know, it's also a matter of, you know, retirement. You know, you have to have money that you're able to live off of too. So, I mean,
yeah, they have no pity on anybody. They're just a money grubbing company. And I really just want to, you can't understand how much
I've heard many stories. I'm thankful I've never had to deal with it, but I can completely understand. I've heard many stories from a lot of our customers.
So when can you guys get this done for me?
Our in-service date is showing as December 15.
Oh my God.
I know.
So I got to pay this. But I can't have it go past that because December 15th, it's going to be due again.
Yeah.
That's my due date. So I have to be up and running by then. I really do. I'll pay one more month, but please, come on.
I will do everything that I can in my capability to see if we can get there earlier and hopefully try and expedite it. But again, if we're waiting on certain permits, it's highly dependent upon that. It's not within the company.
Right.
So, I mean, there are some construction issues. Yeah.
I see you guys I've seen your trucks going up and down 9W, putting up lines and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
And I think they were already on my pole. I don't know if they put like, I'm sure on the pole in front by the house, they have to put up a box that they run the wire from for the pole to my house.
Yes, and they have to get the permits for those too. So, I mean, they're working very diligently on trying to get those done as fast as possible. As far as that goes,
they're battling because everyone that switches to you guys, they lose, you know, a lot of money. Mm-hmm. The car payment. It really is. I mean,
it's
really not. It's really not a joke. I mean.
It's expensive. It's crazy.
I was just going to cancel it and go into the dark ages and cancel my internet, cancel my everything, and just, you know, use the cell phone and read and watch movies on CD, on DVDs, because I'm just, it's like ridiculous to pay $315 a month for this. It's something. All right, I grew up, it was free. It was on an antenna. You didn't get a bunch of channels, but it was free. And now, you know, it's turned into a...
And you weren't going for phone service, right?
Yeah, I am going for phone service. I want my phone, which is... they already got that. I already talked to them. I gave them my credit card number, all of that for the payment. I'm going to do the payment on the no bill, you know, just paperless payment. And
so you're doing phone service through us, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And that'll be the 2460299 number. So I really need to have that up and running when you guys come, right? Because I can't let them turn everything off or I'll be in trouble.
Gotcha.
All right, so I have to just bite the bullet and keep paying these clowns.
Unfortunately for now, I do apologize for that.
I was so psyched because they said November 4th, and I'm like, yeah, I don't have to pay any more bills, and now I got to pay them again, and it's like a nice Christmas present. Hopefully, guys can get this done, like maybe the first week of December. That would be really good.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because the 7th of December is the next billing cycle. After this one, I got my bill today, and it's due on the 15th of every month. So, but then, you know, you got a few days after that. They're not going to turn you off for like a week or so. But I was kind of hoping that if they would then tell me when they were going to install on November 15th, that it would be like in a week or so, and I could just load them off. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
You guys got here and got me up and running. That's not going to happen. Okay. Just put it in that as soon as you possibly can.
Absolutely. And as soon as we have as soon as we have any information, we will definitely give you a call.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully get it done before December 15th. That would be nice. But whatever, at least it's on the horizon. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it like it's a carrot in front of the donkey, you know, and I'm just like grabbing for it and I can't quite catch it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and see and inquire, you know, when we can get to you, hopefully before that new in-service date. That way it will be, you know, sooner and you don't have to pay for December, obviously. So at that point, just bear with us. As soon as I have an update, I'll give you a call. And you said the phone number that you're calling from, you had stated it was the 399-8485, is correct?
That's my wife's cell phone number, my telephone number, my landline. I have a landline because I'm in the valley.
Mm-hmm. And that's not working, you said. There's no dial tone.
It's out. It's probably just temporary. It works. I was going to use it to call you. It's the first time I've seen it out in a while, so they must be doing something. But, yeah, the home phone number, that's the one I want. That's the primary, because there's an answer machine on that. You could just leave a message.
Okay. And have you been receiving messages at least?
Huh? No. Yeah, I get messages.
So you're getting the voicemails.
Today for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Probably be restored in a couple hours. All right. Okay.
Okay, absolutely.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Was there anything else that I could help with today?
Nah, unless you can get this stuff set up, like I Dream a Genie and blink your nose.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry. But I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week. As soon as we have an update, one of us will reach out to you.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. And we'll be in touch soon.
Okay,
thanks. Bye-bye.